Well, after 20-some months of political wrangling between the House and Senate Ag Committees, the work has finally come to fruition as we have ourselves a new Agricultural Act of 2014. Wayne Wood is a Michigan dairy farmer and the president of their state farm bureau, and he says, finally, we have some legislation that gives a dairy producer stability.
The fact now that I know whether I'm going to have the opportunity to do the old livestock assistance, crop insurance type thing, or whether I'm going to be able to have to cut back production under some kind of a quota system. But this farm bill gives me the opportunity to purchase margin insurance so that I know how much I can expand or reinvest in my industry.
Well, Tom Zacharias is the president of the National Crop Insurance Service Company and said we have now turned the page with the new farm bill from looking at direct payments to an age of crop insurance policies. He said agriculture should be commended for its commitment to this idea.
Farmers paid $4.5 billion out of their own back pockets to purchase crop insurance in 2013. Sending a clear message to Congress that they need the protection of crop insurance and that they are willing to pay for it.
Now, market analyst Jim Cronin from Advanced Training says, yes, crop insurance is a good safety net for producers, but he reminds them it's only part of their marketing strategy.
Crop insurance is a safety net, but it's not the it's not a marketing tool in itself. A farmer still needs to sell the crop. Sell the crop and you can buy call options or buy put options to cover the downside and have the upside open and still use your crop insurance. Use them both together. And I think that's what the producer is going to have to focus on in the future.
Well, the dairy market has kind of fallen off the cliff as we've seen some dramatic declines, especially for block cheese. Down another 10 and a quarter yesterday to 213 a pound. Barrels down to 215 and AA butter down 5.5 cents to $1.76.5 per pound. Class 3 prices February 22.84, March down 22 to 20.45, April drops 12 to 19.30, and May is down to 18.70. As for the Board of Trade, both March and May corn is lower, dropping a penny and a quarter, with March 4.43 1/2 cents per bushel, May 4.49 1/4 cents. Beans for March off 6.13.25 a bushel, May down to 13.12, while March wheat up 7.25 to 5.85 1/4 cents per bushel. Livestock, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 85 to 105. Most of the slaughter cows, 65 to 84. Replacement bull calves, 125 to 250. Heifer calves, 60 to 220. Fed cattle, firm. Choice beef steers and heifers, to 132. Holstein steers, 106 to 117. Barrels and gilts, 65 and down. Market lambs, 165 and down. And that is your morning agricultural update. Don't forget, for market prices and news anytime, just go to our website, wsau.com/agriculture. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.